You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are doing another broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the new 880 AM station. Hey, Wanda, high five to you in there, having a good time piloting the show. AC is on his way in. Wanda's thrilled that she's here working an extra shift. Wanda?
I think so. Can you hear me?
I hear you a little bit, but it sounds like you're broadcasting out of a tin can.
I know. It's weird.
It is very weird. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about what I've learned in my first week of being in the residential mortgage lending business. Actually, I'm selling myself short. My partner's been in the business for 25 years. Bob Gutlaw is Spectrum Mortgage. You've heard us reading their ads here on 880 AM here on Freed on Business. And Spectrum's been in the business for 25 years. And Bob's been doing it. He does some great stuff. Wanda, I'm hearing the song playing behind me. Thank you so much. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what I've been learning, what I've been seeing, and help people get a feel for what's going on in the mortgage business. I've got to tell you, if you need a home loan and you haven't gotten one in a while, you're in for a big surprise. Let me give you an example. I have a very good friend of mine who got a lot of cash in the bank, owns a free and clear house in the Keys, is buying a house here in South Florida, owns a house free and clear in Hollywood, Florida. And so he goes to me, Jim, I should be really easy to get financed. I'm going to go to my bank. I'm just going to do it. I'm saying, you're really not. Because you're an entrepreneur, you don't have steady income. So the bank's going to say, can I see 2 years of your income statement? You're going to go, my gosh, sure, here it is. But my income was down last year. Well, they're going to go, well, that's the one we're going to use. And boy, are you going to be in trouble then. So what you got to do is you got to make sure you work with somebody that knows the banks. It'll be more flexible. That'll look for a little bit longer 1040 reviews. I met with one of those local banks here yesterday, another one today. In fact, the folks at Spectrum have a bunch of those banks that'll work with you and be more flexible. But, you know, if you're not perfect, it's going to be tough. Now, people that are perfect that have their UBS accounts, we'll talk about one of those. I have a friend of mine. He actually rents his apartment but owns two houses, one in Colorado and one in the Keys. That guy's got a pretty much perfect credit, and he's been working at the same place getting regular distributions from his partnership in one of the big law firms here in town. That guy's financeable all day long. He called us. He asked us what our rates were. We said that he should just go ahead and do it on his broker's line of credit, his margin account, because he can borrow much cheaper there than he can somewhere else, and it's something that he really needs to do. So we have the one guy with the irregular income. He's got a bit of a problem. He's probably going to get a bank loan, but it might be a little more expensive than he thought. Then we got the guy with the perfect credit, the perfect stuff. That guy, he just walks into his place where he has his stock account, and he just borrows the money against his stock account, and that's what he has to do. And so you've got two people that look the same, basically, to everybody on the street, very successful people, millions of dollars in assets that they own, but they have different incomes. That means they have different credit profiles. That means that they have different loans and that they're going to be able to get. And who do we have to thank for this? We have to thank Mr. Dodd and Mr. Frank. Because they've come up with all these new things that are going to be rolling in. It's taking more and more lenders right out of the mix. And as the lenders leave the market, what does that do to you, the consumer? It makes it more difficult. You know, you're going to need to roll in about 12 pounds of paperwork. You can put it all together yourself, but you want to take that from bank to bank to bank to bank to bank? Probably not. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to help you figure out which bank we should go to. We'll target the banks. I'm going to take you on, I call it taking people on dates. You'll go to the different banks. We'll go on dates. We'll talk to them. You'll walk in knowing what you can expect. And there's different pricing all over the place. For the best person borrowing on a credit line, a low loan to value, that person's going to look below threes. They're going to get an interest rate below three, maybe. Maybe they're a little bit higher. Maybe they're in the fours, in the threes. But then there's somebody with a little bit less perfect credit. That person may be in the fours. Then you go out of the banks, you don't go out of the banks. There's other banks you can do these loans with, but there you may be in the fours or the fives. Then you've got the private lenders start coming in at around 6.5 to 7, and then they go away again until about 9. And so all over the spectrum, there's different ways to get, spectrum. I like the way I turned the words on that. High five to Bob for the name Spectrum. But Bob and I are working together, and I've originated a whole bunch of mortgages. There's another mortgage, a guy that lives up in Palm Beach County on Palm Beach. He lives on the intercoastal side, not the ocean side. His place is only worth $13 million. That guy only wants to borrow $5 million. Well, that guy, I'm going to be able to get him financed. I'll probably end up competing with the firm that holds all of his stocks and bonds in his margin account. But you want to know something? A lot of times those firms drop the ball. And this is all about service when you're in the super jumbo mortgage business that we're in. It's all about service. It's all about making sure that the borrower has the best experience. And I've got to make sure that that happens for them, because the borrower is only in it once in a while. I'm in it every single day. Now, I also had another, here's a great example. I had a developer. My friend's a developer. He's building a spec house in Coral Gables, about $1.5 million. He's, you know, getting close to selling it, and he wants to pre-qualify it for a loan. I got a surprise. I can't pre-qualify the house for a loan because it all depends on the borrower. It depends on what the borrower's credit stamp credit looks like. So we're going to meet and we'll say, well, you probably could get 75%. And we'll give the person sort of a matrix on what they could use as guidelines. But the reality is that you can't project what an individual is going to qualify for. Each person will be different. And that's why I chose to get into the mortgage origination business. That's right. If you can help me, if I can help you, you can call me at 305-773-6300. That's my cell. Call me after the show. We'll talk off the show because I don't think you want the whole world to hear your issues. But if you do, you can call us at 305-541-2350. That's the 880 number. But really, if you call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, I'm going to help you understand what your situation is. And who are we working with? We're working with people that are looking for loans. I'd say about over $500,000 is basically the average. The majority of them are over a million. We're working with, oh, here's a great example. One guy borrowed money from his brother-in-law to build a spec home on the Intercoastal in Fort Lauderdale. He goes to me, Jim, I need to get about $1.5 million out to pay off my brother-in-law to finish the home. Well, that's okay, probably because the home is going to be appraised at $3.5 million, $4 million. So we'll be able to get that guy his mortgage. He wants to get a bank loan. Well, most of the banks are getting out of the construction business. So it may be that it ends up that it's a quasi-bank loan. Maybe it's a private lender that we then turn into a bank loan once the house gets completed. And he's, you know, maybe wants to market it for sale for a while and take some time to do it instead of having a gun to his head. We can work on that for him. That's where it's a spec development. But the person I'm running into the most is my friends that are the high-end developers, and they have lumpy cash flow. Most of it's capital gains. So what does that mean? That means they need somebody to craft a financial statement for the bank that'll help the bank understand the nuances of the cash flow that the person has. It won't be easy. It takes an expert, and that's why I teamed up with Bob, because, you know, Bob is an expert. He works with Milvia. Have you heard me talking about Bob and Milvia? And if I can help you with your bank loan for your home, just give me a call, 305-773-6300. I'll keep giving out the number throughout the show, so have your pencil ready. We won't go slow for the Jets fans this time, because even the Jets fans need a home loan. We're going to treat them just the same. Now, so we've got a whole bunch of different people. We've got people that qualify for an easy loan with their current bank or their stock portfolio holder. You have, oh, here's a great example, Foreign nationals, those are our specialties. Bob cut his teeth doing loans for foreign nationals on condos. You think Bob's expertise is going to come into the marketplace and be a little bit valuable coming up? You're darn tootin' it is. In fact, one of the reasons I teamed up with Bob is because I had a developer approach me that's doing some extraordinarily high-end condos. Some of the condos in this person's project are north of $20 million. And so I went up to the developer and I go, so how can I help you? He goes, find me a piece on the sand that I can buy and develop a condo. I go, next. He goes, find me some cash flow real estate that I can buy in South Florida at a reasonable price. I go, next. He goes, well, I go, what problem do you have? He goes, I've got people that are going to close all cash on these units. They're going to turn around. They're going to want end loans. He says, I'm the developer. I'm selling them all cash. I can't offer them end loans. He said, do you know anybody who can? I said, yeah, I have a couple of ideas. I called a friend of mine that was at the bank. He said his bank, he thought, covered the building. They didn't. So that was one indicator. And then I called my friend Bob. He goes, yeah, we could probably make a couple of loans into there. We want this, that, and the other. And I said, okay, fine. And I went to the company that I was at before, and I said, let's work on this as a program. They actually didn't want to do that, it turns out. But as I see it, it's a great opportunity. It's just the leading edge of what's going to be a tsunami of residential financing required. So I left, and I teamed up with Bob. And Bob and I are out there, and we're quoting on this building and others. So if we can help you with a loan on your home, a loan on your condo, a loan on a home that you're building, your second home, most it's got to be pretty much in Florida, Keys, Sarasota, doesn't matter, but, you know, probably not Colorado. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. 6300. What's another loan we looked at? Well, a great loan that we looked at was it's an eightplex. It's a cash flowing eightplex up in Fort Lauderdale by the live work area that's starting to develop in the Flagler Village neighborhood. It's an eightplex. It's probably a redevelopment site down the road. And the person was under the gun. They needed to close in 10 days. We gave them a quote. No problem. Taking our loan. Going to do the deal. And we helped them save their deposit. They had like a 50% deposit up. Huge money. A couple million bucks. And, you know, they didn't want to lose that. And so we were able to come in and lend over that and give them a mortgage based on the leases in place and what our appraiser says the property's worth. Took us a couple hours. What does it take? It takes for us to go out and drive the property, go over it, take a look at some of the comps, make some phone calls. Same day, we're going to give you a quote. So that would be what I would call a hard money loan, not a bank loan. That would have been a hard money loan. So you have all kinds of different, I hope Bruce Turkel's listening because Bruce wanted to know what a hard money loan was. I don't want to confuse Bruce. You know, so there's all kinds of different loans that you can get on the, I'll use the word again, the spectrum of mortgages. Oh, I love that. I'm going to keep using that. I'm going to have to pay Bob a nickel every time I say that. And we're going to talk about other things that we're doing, other things that we're seeing in the mortgage market for residential loans. And we'll also talk a little bit about Vivian, too. Vivian and I were interviewed by Christy Krueger of Channel 10 this week. We're going to be on Channel 10, not this week, not next week, but the following week. And we'll have Vivian's story. Actually had to go around the corner while Christy Krueger was interviewing Vivian. And I had to have a good cry because it really broke my heart to listen to her telling her story about how her body image consciousness contributed to her situation that she now needs to have kidney transplant over. It's an Only in Miami story. It'll be on Channel 10 with Christy Krueger. You know, you can watch our Facebook page and our Fundly page and look for us. You can, you know, people that want to do things, they can go online and go on our page and they can even register to donate a kidney. You know, email me that you want to donate a kidney and I'm happy to help you, you know, reach to the highest point that a human being can. So we're going to be back in a second. We're going to talk more about some of the deals that I've been seeing in the residential field, what I'm seeing the market says about those deals, what all that means to you. It's going to be great info you can use today to help your life be better. We'll be back after this. Wanda, take it away.